twice a day, 7 days a week, 66-year-old Ronnie Patton milks up to 20 cows, each weighing 1,200 to 1,600 pounds. Ronnie has a name for each cow.
This cow here is about 6 years old. This is Katie. She's an Ayrshire now. We milk Ayrshire's Holsteins, Red Holsteins, regular Holsteins, and some crosses between them just to have a variety of mix.
Ronnie is the third generation of his family on this 200-acre farm in East Bernstadt. He's standing in a dairy shed where he milks three cows at a time. They line up in separate enclosures inside the shed. Ronnie squirts an antibacterial solution on each of the cow's four teats. Then he attaches suction milkers, and the milk travels through sanitized pipes to a glass container before going into an 800-gallon tank.
The milkers, which it run off of vacuum, and that pulsation that you hear is that gives that sucking sound that stimulates a calf. Given that it's not any electric, you know, you've heard the horror story that you hook them up to electric. No, there's no electric.
It's hard work that can be dangerous. Ronnie points to his face.
You can get hurt in there, yes. You can get kicked and you'll get pooped on. I mean, and it does, and it's where it hits you when they do it. It hits you in the face, it doesn't hit you.
As Ronnie milks his cows on another part of their farm, his wife Clara works inside a totally different environment. She makes cheese inside a 400 square foot room that is sanitized. It has steel sinks, a table, and a 200 gallon vat. She's stirring cultures into a vat full of milk.
Cultures are bacteria. They're the friendly bacteria. And the cultures that we use in milk is what will give the cheeses its flavors eventually.
To stay sanitized, hair nets and shoe covers are required to keep from tracking dirt and germs into the room. Clara has a degree in food science and used to work as a health environmentalist. Clara calls making cheese part science, part art.
Yeah, there's just certain things you know to do at certain times, the look, the feel of it. Science isn't necessarily going to tell you that. Science, a little bit more like temperatures, controlled pH, things like that. And then the bacteria, what they will do. But it's just everything coming together.
The Pattons say Wildcat Mountain Cheese is the last dairy farm in Laurel County. Nationwide, the number of small dairy farms with fewer than 100 cows has fallen 63% in the last 10 years. Laura Rogers is a small farm extension agent at Kentucky State University.
Because people are going off and going into other avenues. Sure. You used to ride through there and you see cows, horses, chickens. You don't see that no more like you used to. I don't see as many of the 18, 19, 20 something
right
doing it.
The Pattons occasionally have help, but most of the time they're the only ones working on the farm. They sell more than a dozen kinds of cheese at their farm shop and to stores from London to Lexington and Huntington, West Virginia.
And people just come back and they're just, oh, you have very good cheese, the best cheese in the world, or just those comments from people and the joy that they seeing them enjoy the product also.
Off the beaten path at Wildcat Mountain Cheese in Laurel County, I'm Sam Dick reporting for WEKU.